This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
Oh, wow. You know, I got home last night and I saw my big water glass, my big girl water girl glass.
Yeah.
And I realized I need to clean it. So we're doing a little fan-made This Might Get Weird Starbies glass today.
Nice. Yeah. After last week's episode, there was a comment that someone said their uncle or some adult man in their family almost died because they didn't clean out their big boy bottle tumbler and bacteria built up in it over time and they had to be rushed to the ER or something. And that comment, regardless of whether it was serious or exaggerated, was enough. I'm washing this baby every day.
Every damn day. You know what? Something else that happened from our podcast last week when we were having the riveting conversation about popcorn. Piss popcorn. The amount of scientists that listened to our podcast astounded me.
You guys all stood up and you said your names. And I appreciate it so much. I got a bunch of DMs being like, also scientists here. Appreciate what the other scientists are saying. And that they find it entertaining and delightful that we have opinions in such a certain way about scientific things.
That we know absolutely dog shit about.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm so glad the scientists are here. I'm happy that you guys get a reprieve from all the science that you're doing with these shenanigans. Also, quick heads up that we are recording separately today.
Yes.
Because I am a bit tired, but I'm doing really well, doing great. I just take this anti-nausea medicine that makes me drowsy, and I should not operate heavy machinery. And so I haven't tested driving a car since last week. So we're easing back into life as I know it.
Yeah, let's not take any risks. The heaviest machinery you need to operate is that microphone right there.
Yes, thank you so much.
And if you fall asleep during this, I'll vamp.
Perfect. No, I'm actually, I was
so... Yeah, how are you feeling?
I was so glad to wake up today feeling okay. It's, you know what? Chemo's fucking crazy. Yeah. It is insane that they sit you in the little chair. It was fantastic. I've written about it on our Patreon and I talked about it a little bit on Instagram. It was the best that it could have gone. I had a million worries and uncertainties and concerns and it went so well. But the concept is just fucking nuts that they put you in a chair for the day and they pump you with shit for a few hours and then they just send you home with literally a pamphlet. a user's guide and a bunch of prescriptions. And then it's like, goodbye. We'll see you in 3 weeks when you come back and you might look different and feel different. And you just use your little pills to manage all of the things that show up. Here's a list of all of the crazy horrors that might haunt your body. But maybe you'll get them. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll get them tomorrow. Maybe you'll get them 3 weeks from now. So you just kind of sit and then you wait. But the other thing, this whole week I knew was going to be kind of the most chaotic learning curve because it's the first time I'm actually feeling the things that might show up and seeing how symptoms show up, is that you get a steroid rush after the infusion. So I was thinking I'm going to come home from infusions and be so frail and weak and tired, and Elliot and I were just giggling and laughing on the way home being we did it. And then the next morning I went back for hydration for 2 hours and I felt great all that day. I woke up at 6 a.m being oh my god, this is amazing. And then I saw comments of people being enjoy that steroid rush. And I was
shit.
Oh, this is fleeting. Okay, yes. And then over the course of the next couple of days, it just got just progressively more I was having a hangover. Just stomach shit crazy.
You trained for that.
I know all of it. It doesn't make it any less fun. But it's I know how to sit in my bed and watch 90 Day Fiancé for hours upon hours and not lose my mind, which this season is crazy. I don't know if you're watching that show.
No, I only watch people doing impressions of people on 90 Day Fiancé. I sent you some on Instagram the other day because there's this one person, I forget her name, but she's always just like, my name is Lisa, my but I've got a fiance who is a DJ slash, and I'm
here in Serbia right now.
I feel like, and I want to talk more about your chemo, so don't let me tangent too hard. I feel like the universe is so big of 90 Day Fiancé that right now, if I tried to get my toe in, it's either like watching just the last of like Avengers Civil War first, or like all these people who watched all the seasons of Vanderpump Rules to catch up for the finale. I was like, you guys, you have no, you can't have any responsibilities to be putting in that much content. So I just feel like I'm like outside. I didn't do it in time.
It's, I mean, I just tuned into the most recent season and there's some oldies but goodies are back.
Okay.
Some crazies are back and there's some new kooky characters. There's one woman, she's this beautiful striking woman that used to be like a news anchor. And she's like 43 and looks literally like a beautiful news correspondent. She had a literal come to Jesus moment and is now a devout Catholic and is meeting her 46-year-old virgin Catholic.
Virgin?
Full virgin guy in Nazareth. And it's fascinating. I'm fascinated by all of it.
I'm such an idiot. I'm like, Nazareth is a real place?
Yeah, he doesn't live there. I forget where he lives, but he took her to Nazareth because they're bond about Catholicism and the Lord is so strong. Yeah, no, the show keeps delivering.
I need to get in there. I really do. But
yeah,
it's just it's a whole job. But I'm glad it's there to keep you company in the days of chillin'.
Yeah, which, by the way, right before we recorded this, the matzo ball soup you ordered me got delivered. Thank you so much. Maybe ordered me matzo ball soup that came from Brooklyn.
Yeah, from Russ and Daughters.
That blows my mind. It's already in the fridge. I will be eating that immediately because I've realized that I dabbled wrongly with food. That's the biggest thing I learned this week is that I was so concerned immediately about just like keeping calories in. So I was like eating whatever I wanted. And then my stomach just like went nuts and was like, no, you've been poisoned. Stop eating whatever you want. You're stop like, getting high and eating ice cream sandwiches. That's we can't do this right now, which are delicious.
I haven't had an ice cream sandwich. I'm going to say a decade.
Yeah. Elliot got them. One of our preps for the hurricane. And yeah, they were fantastic, but they didn't do well in my stomach.
Is it the classic chocolate cookie with vanilla center?
Yeah. Classic. So good.
I mean, you never know. Sometimes they do the chip, which was also, I mean, now it makes sense since I have my own chip. but I was really into the chip, which like two cookies with the vanilla, with the little chocolate chips around them.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
Baby.
So good.
Can you tell I haven't eaten?
I know. I'm like, you're back from Mexico, which I can't wait to hear about. We've both encountered quite some stormy weather this week.
Yes. How was it there?
So we were fine. Well, this is one of those moments where I'm like, oh, man, I'm married to a man from Florida. Here we go. He was like, we need sandbags. And I was like, okay. And so he went out to try and find them, but didn't find any sandbags because Los Angeles was going crazy. Everyone didn't know what to do.
You go to the beach and get some sand, bring some bags, or is that illegal?
Maybe. He got tarps. We put some tarps out to prevent flooding, which worked pretty well. And then he was telling me he went up to Tiny Target just to get like water and some other things. And he's like, I was in line and there was just this other girl like my age in front of me. And she just got two cans of Spam and he's got like two cans of beef stew. And they're just staring at each other like, I guess this is how millennials get ready for a hurricane. But we thankfully were great. I was so, so happy because I was like up in the bathroom in the middle of the night just being like, please do not let this power go out right now.
Yeah.
Please do not let these toilets stop flushing, please. And it all worked out, so feeling pretty good.
Am I correct in that with a toilet,
yeah,
you just need more water to put in? It's not any electricity, you just need water,
right? That's how I think. We have a tub, but our tub has been broken for a long time, so we can't. My dad was like, fill your tub with water.
That was the number one thing. Even okay, and also, so I got stuck in Mexico, and I was supposed to come back on Monday. Well, we were talking about this. I was supposed to come back. Oh no, on Sunday. Yes, Sunday. But like landing at 8 p.m., which was when it was supposed to be the height of the hurricane. Yeah. Right? I'm like, what are the freaking odds? Like, A, we have a hurricane for the first time in 80 something years.
Yeah, why not?
And B, I'm supposed to land during it.
And you're coming literally up the entire path from Mexico to California.
Yeah. So I was on the east coast of Mexico, like the Mayan Riviera. And so, but there was no way to not go through it to land. Right. So we're talking about it. And, you know, the hotel's like an hour and 15 minutes from the airport anyway. And I talked to them because we were guests. And I was like, if we have to extend it a day, can we? They're like, yeah, no problem. Safety concern, all that jazz. But our thing became, okay, the worst thing that can happen is if we, our flight doesn't get canceled. We leave the hotel, drive, wait at the airport for 6 hours. Then it gets canceled. Then we can't get back to the hotel. Then we can't get another flight. So, and also, to be honest, Jacqueline was more scared about flying than I was. I was freaking out because Mary had to leave that day.
Yeah.
Right? So I had a friend come get Beans, but there was a minute there where I was like in hysterics. I was like, I mean, truly, I don't see how people have kids. It's one of those moments. I don't understand it. She's 5 pounds.
I could tell that you were texting me. I could tell that you're like, I don't want to ask my friend who has cancer to go over and look at my dog, but I need, because I was like, I would. And Elliot literally was like, I will go over and do whatever she needs for Beans. And I was like, I could tell Mary's like having such restraint of just being like, I need someone to look at Beans, but you also have cancer, so I don't know what to do.
Oh yeah, I was like, this is not the fair. Hey friend with cancer, can you go through a hurricane to go get eyes on my dog? I mean, luckily I had a friend come get Beans, take care of her, but there was a minute there where I was having to communicate to Mary like,
yeah,
fill the tub with water. And I mean, this is not who you want to lead through hurricane prep. She goes, it's going to be a puddle. Who cares? It's nothing. I was like, oh.
Oh, God.
So I got stuck there. But by the time I got back yesterday, all was really chill and nothing. My power did go out. So now, but it was back on by the time I got here. So now I'm playing that fun game of, how long was it off? And is this gross? Is this bad in my fridge?
Uh-huh. 100%.
Can you keep frozen berries if they thawed and have refrozen?
Like my smoothie
supplies.
This is where I defer to our science community.
Oh, yes,
listeners.
Science community.
I have no idea.
I do.
How was Mexico though?
It was fantastic. It was beautiful. It was the same place I went last year. They do like it's a place called Unico, and it's like an all inclusive, which is nice.
Oh, I know the name. It was tagged all over the place.
Thank you so much. Hello. You've got to give the love when they give the love.
Of course.
But so they have this festival all summer called Superbia, where they like invite a guest chef to like take over one of their restaurants and do like a coursed out preset meal, and then a couple a mixologist takeover that does, you know, one night they're making like specialty stuff in the lobby, one day it's by the pool, one day it's, you know, somewhere else. And it was so delicious and so fun, but oh God. Okay.
Oh no.
So we get there the first night, have a good time. The next night is when we have reservations at like the nice restaurant with the set menu, right? Okay. So we go, and the guest chef that week, her name is Zahi Teller. I hope I'm saying it right. But she's like one of the judges on MasterChef Mexico. Like, has a million restaurants. Like, is a huge deal, right?
Okay.
And so we go, and we're having a good time, and they're coursing it out, and we also do like a wine pairing so we can be those bitches.
Yeah, you have to.
You know what I mean? And at one point, the chef comes out. We're like, oh, hi. And like, she's asking how our meal is so far and doing the whole thing of going table to table. And while she calls it multitasking, Jacqueline has a tendency to just obliviously be typing on her phone, right?
Yeah.
Love her so much. Shout out JJ. But I was just like kicking her under the table, being like, you look rude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, as soon as the chef leaves, I'm like, Jacqueline, you're being rude. She's like, no, I wasn't. I was uploading about the meal. And I'm like, but you can't, like, people don't know that. Like, you're being rude. Like, I was mortified, right?
Yeah.
So then we keep wine tasting and doing the courses. And then, like, the final thing is a bottle of what is it? Don Julio 1942, I believe, which is okay. my favorite tequila. It's so yeah. good. But Jacqueline yeah. doesn't do tequila. So I take two shots. So I'm having a good time. So then the chef comes out again at the end of the meal, right? Yeah. And I'm like, pay attention. You know, that kind of thing.
You're two shots in. You're like, eyes front.
My biggest fear is that, like, we're going to come off as rude, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she comes out and then Jacqueline goes too far. She turns it up so high and it's just like, yeah, like she is standing up hugging, being like, best meal of my life, like this and that. So I match that energy because I'm so I'm like, this is amazing, yeah girl, what? You know, like, oh,
and
my god,
like, are you ladies coked out right now? What's so going crazy? On
and it reaches a peak when, and we're talking to her for like 10 minutes and yeah. you know, having the best time, and then she goes, I'm not gonna attempt to do an impression of her, but she was like, you know what happened last year? I go, what? She goes, I got my own corn named after me. What? So I guess it's like a thing in Mexico, like a very revered chef, like they created a new like strain of corn and they named what? It after her.
That's
so
amazing.
She pulls up a pick of the corn. We're already walling out. I'm like, and it's a blue corn? Girl, are you kidding me? It is beautiful. It is beautiful. Jacqueline's like, a blue corn tortilla? Other corn could never. Like, we.
that's the only thing I know about blue corn. It's a tortilla.
So there's like a corn commission, and she got her own corn. And of course, I'm like, I'd love my own corn.
Yeah.
What do I got to do to get some corn? You know, we are just like.
Just so it's now being accosted
right
by the two of you.
So it was all great. We like followed all each other on Instagram. We leave, you know, we have a nice evening. And then the next day we go to the pool and we were like, let's go to the quiet pool.
Yeah.
With the swim up bar. You know, like it's all quiet because there's no kids there, thank God. But in general, it's like they don't play music. It's just very chill there.
Yeah.
So we're at the quiet pool. We like mosey on over to the swim up bar, ordered, you know, a couple frozen mojitos. And then Jacqueline just goes, remember when you told me I was rude last night? I go, remember when you lost your mind over corn? And we just start doing basically a reenactment, but over the top. You know, like we're chanting corn and like crying, laughing. I'm like coming up on the stool of the swim up bar like Ariel, like corn. You know, like going crazy.
Yeah.
We are going corn, corn, corn. And then we look over, lock eyes with the chef.
No.
She's sitting at the swim up bar the whole time. We've been doing a tight five on corn. And we're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Does she think we're making fun of her instead of making fun of us?
Yes.
Oh my God. I know. It looked awful. We were like, oh. We literally sunk down into the water.
I was just going to say, you have to go underwater. We sunk. The only survival tactic.
Sunk down into the water, reach up, grab our drinks as they're set down, and like literally like, Navy SEAL our way out of there.
This is like a scene of like a Martin Short movie.
So we're like, what are we gonna do? We just said corn 75 times. Like, there's no way a woman who has
maybe
her own corn.
Yeah, maybe she'll think we're talking about a different corn.
We were
absolutely
chanting
not.
Corn.
Oh my God.
So we are mortified. I'm like, what do we do? We're like, nothing. Get out of here. Like, we avoid it. So
this is the spa in Italy all over again. You two fucked up and you need to get out of there.
So I'm literally like, we're just having a normal day, you know, having dinner later. And I just look at her, I'm just like, corn, you know, like, and then we're like, all the emotions rush over you again. So luckily we ran into her a couple more times and she was so sweet. Like nothing, like she didn't actually hear us. Like she was just having a good time and didn't hear what we were saying.
Okay.
And then we're talking to her later at another event, you know, being very nice and hoping like we didn't look like we were being mean girls. We were truly just making fun of our crazy asses.
And
her social media assistant is like, yeah, we saw you at the pool and then you guys just disappeared. Like truly we were like, yeah underwater and left. So I just
wow.
was
wow so you I mean you still left them wondering, like, if you guys like them. They're still going, we saw you earlier, then you left. We have a very uneasy feeling every time we see you guys.
The second we made eye contact, you guys went underwater and swam away with your drinks in the air.
Like you were crashing someone's wedding and you weren't meant to see them.
Oh my God. So I just like,
that's so funny.
Now I see Korn and it's going to be the first thing I think of.
I mean, Korn has already been so revered, but now it has a whole new context, a whole new level.
I mean, Grace, you don't even understand. I think I was like, give me a C. Give me an O.
I can picture it perfectly. And literally, because the two of you didn't just look up or over. Yeah. You were already criticizing her for not paying attention. And then the two of you just do your own fucking thing with this woman sitting across from you the whole time. Amazing.
So that was very, very embarrassing. Another embarrassing thing is we were talking to one of the mixologists, which it was like two people from the bar. It's called the Handshake Bar in Mexico City. And it's like the number two bar in North America by like some, like their drinks were insane.
Whoa.
They were so good. But they come over and they're like, oh, hi. Like, you guys are guests of the festival, you know, that kind of thing, too. And I'm drinking a Cosmo.
Yeah.
You know, and this was like on the second night, maybe third. And then he's like, is that a Cosmo? Because they're like the owner of one of the best bars in the world.
Oh, no.
And I just go, I have not been able to see the Sex and the City finale.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't figure out how to express VPN it. So, you know, I'm doing it in honor of that. I don't say "and just like that" and say the reboot's name because it's like a random, you know, man. And he goes, oh, very cool. And like starts talking and like him and Jacqueline are chatting. And then he goes, I've never been asked this before. I've never felt older in my life. He goes,
okay,
so what generation are you two? Not how old are
you? That is honestly a very fair question because the two of you do run the gamut.
I was like, do you think we're 60 or is there a chance we're Gen Z?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, how courageous of that man to ask you that. And also maybe offensive.
I know. I said, I'll have you know I'm a millennial. I said, an elder millennial.
Yes.
But a millennial, no less. Now I was like, what generation? Who asks that? And he goes, I'm just saying, you're drinking a Cosmopolitan and talking about a 30-year-old TV show. I was like, okay, touche.
Fair. You've made a fair assessment. That's exactly what's going on here.
I was like, wow, I'm generation ask years old.
Wow. That is a great question to ask, though, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, I also am like, is that offensive and something you shouldn't ask people?
I don't think you should, personally. Because I was like, just say like, so what, how, I guess you can't ask a woman how old they are either. Because
that's his way of asking how old you are. He got around the actual offensive question.
I was like, what generation? My generation. I just started doing that.
Does that answer your question?
Do the Beach Boys mean anything to you? So it was ridiculous.
That's amazing. So you made friends. Lots of friends. Friends and memes.
Oh, I did learn something kind of sciencey.
Yeah.
Besides Korn.
Let's hear it. We are a science podcast.
Okay. So have you ever been at a resort and there's like a falconer
at a resort?
Yeah.
No, I've been to medieval times and there was a falconer.
That is your favorite resort.
That is, yeah. That, I mean, I've tried to sleep there. They won't let me. No, not at a resort.
So I've been to a couple and there's been like someone walking around like with the full hawk with the little, you know, like leather hat
on.
Yeah.
he looks like he's gonna like kill you. Yeah.
He's a tiny executioner.
Yeah.
So I remember it last year and getting video, and I've seen it at a resort like in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then But this time there was a Falconer guy and he was walking around and he was like very intense looking, you know, like they were best buds and he was intense.
Yeah. Is the gimmick that it's just like they walk around and if you are interested, they'll like give you a little peek at the bird.
A little left eye.
Yeah.
No. So I was, well, that's what I was wondering, because I've definitely been to places before where they have like a falconry class as part of like a thing. Yeah, like,
this
like, but more like outdoorsy places, not like, you know, a place with a swim up bar. So I was like, what's the deal? I was like, no one's taking pictures of them. I would never approach this man. And so we're sitting by the pool and all of a sudden the falconer goes, "Yah!" and releases the falcon or hawk. I don't know what he was.
Okay.
And he goes around and he goes into a tree and all these blackbirds start like bullying him. Right.
Oh, okay.
So then he starts like zooming around. The other, you know, like the crazy intense falconry guy walks to the other end of the grounds and is like, and then the falcon swoops back. And we're like, what the fuck was that?
You know?
So we see it happen a couple more times. And so I just Google, I go, falconry at resort? What's happening? And it turns out, I don't know if it's a Mexico specific, because I've seen it somewhere else, that they bring like falconry people to resorts as employees because the falcons keep away rodents.
Oh.
And they keep birds from stealing everyone's food.
Smart.
And from shitting everywhere. So these birds were like, what, like trying to get French fries and wanted to poop on a towel. And this falcon's job is to like make sure they don't disrupt the guests.
Wow. How do you think you get that job as a falconer? You think it's like a family thing? Or you think that like you and a falcon bond and then it's like, that's it. You're calling.
Like I missed my opportunity when I was outside that time and looked and then was 3 feet from a hawk eating a rat. I think a family thing is a good call.
It seems like a family business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I also wonder how old falcons live to and like how long does the bond last, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay. This is a good
question. Lots of questions. I need some docuseries about this now.
I know plenty about crows. I need to know more about falconry.
Right. Does this falcon work in Hollywood? Could they work in Hollywood?
Also, what does the tiny hat do?
It keeps them blind.
What? They're going sonar?
There's something about, I feel like I saw this at like a Disney show or medieval times, that it's like it keeps them from like seeing harsh lights or something that like get distracted, I think.
Oh.
Maybe something like that.
So they're just flying blind?
Or they keep them blind, and then when they take the thing off, it's like directional. They know where to go. Again, could be a Google. Should be a Google. I don't know why I'm racking my brain to figure out what could it be.
As if the fact is in there somewhere.
I'm like,
we just
got to
say
I'll
enough options.
Hold on. I'll get it.
Wow. It's,
it also looks, they look badass.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it kind of though, when your theory about they keep them blind, it is like they've been kidnapped. You know, when you have like a ski mask on and then it's like, ha ha, guess what?
Yeah.
You're here and you got to fight some birds.
It's part of the flair for the job. But I also feel like there's something about their sensitivity of their eyes or something. At least maybe that's how they explain it in medieval times. So it like flies around and doesn't like get distracted by like someone's necklace or something.
Oh, or like someone holding up a knife and then it blinds them. Well, because that is a way I saw. I was at someone's house and, you know, always worried about beans with hawks. And if you hang up little mirrors, like basically like a wind chime, but mirrors, the reflections will keep the hawks away. So all of this is making sense. We are scientists.
We did figure it out. Done and done. But that makes sense. And also like that guy, what a job. Just walking around resorts going, yeah.
I mean, no, we were like, he unleashed it like Harry Potter. Like everyone's just chilling, you know, listening to some music. And then all of a sudden it's like, hawk.
Go.
Hawk time, go. So anyway.
Amazing. Amazing. It sounds like Mexico was fun.
It was. It was a really good time. I was definitely ready to come back and like be in my sweats, be in my AC. There was a couple groups there of like big groups.
Yeah. And I know one of them, it was like, they all were for the same company, but they were from North Carolina. At least I met like four of them, and they just happened to be from North Carolina.
Amazing.
And they were partying too hard. Like, I could hear them one night, and I'm trying to go to sleep. Jacqueline's snoring. I didn't bring a noise machine.
So oh, no.
It was one of those things where you're like, I'm ready to be back in my Tempur-Pedic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to be back in my Casper.
This is my reality. This is my job, is being in bed now, and I honestly don't hate it. It's not bad. Okay, this is something I saw on Instagram the other day that I think is kind of great. There's this place in Tokyo called the Restaurant of Mistaken Orders, and they only hire people with dementia to give the diners a unique dining experience. This is like blowing my mind. And I love it. I think
I saw
great.
The headline, first, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, it just says that waiters and waitresses, all who have dementia, have the customer's blessing to make mistakes. Instead of a frown or rant, the servers are greeted with smiles and laughter. The Restaurant of Order Mistakes is the brainchild of Shiro Oguni, a Japanese TV director whose aim is to deepen awareness of dementia and change perceptions about the condition. I thought that was so fun.
I love it. The pictures that I saw looked so sweet. And so
everyone, yeah, looks like they're having a great time. I hope it's like helpful, not exploitative or anything. But
right.
I would love if they love serving and you just were like, what, give me whatever you want. Like, amazing. How incredible.
My question is, how do they keep coming back to work?
I know. I do have a lot of questions about the actual experience itself.
Like, I wonder if this is like a program they've worked out with, like, assisted living of dementia patients, where they're like, who wants to come, like, work in the, who wants to come play in the restaurant today? You know, as opposed that's to like, this is someone's job they're using to survive.
Right. I think it's more of that fact. Okay. I hope it is, because I can't see how it'd be like a successful, fully run business if it was depending on that. But I was like, wow, that's amazing. And it, also the food looks great. So I wouldn't care what I got. Yeah.
Ooh.
It looks great.
Some
anyway,
delicious food. I love that
story.
That
was a nice story.
That is a nice story. Do you want to hear one that's not as nice?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I don't know if this is real. This is a hypothesis. Okay.
Okay.
I'm really leaning into the science thing.
Okay.
No. Okay. We get home last night.
Yeah.
Like flights, you know, we had to push it a day. We're waiting. It's craziness. You know, we're finally there. Mm-hmm. We get our bags, go through customs, and we're walking towards the front, and Jacqueline calls an Uber. Right.
Yeah.
And it's, and she like, you know, she got like a good Uber so it could pick you up and you don't have to walk a million miles.
That's great.
And we're going out and she goes, oh, fuck. They just we're supposed to meet at like column B10 or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, shit. The guys yelled at them to like keep it moving. So he's going to have to circle the whole thing again. And it's going to be like 20 minutes. I'm like, all right, like whatever. Thank you for calling that. So we go up there and we're standing by this column and there's like a Toyota Prius parked in front of us where there clearly looks like the girl is about to get out of the passenger seat and like go get on a flight. And so it's one of those like arm around the neck, like, I'm going to miss you. Like some of that. Right.
Yeah.
We're like, okay. Okay. Then they're just making out really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, Jesus freaking Christ, what's going on? And I'm like, if they're picking someone up,
that's what I was wondering.
Then who would you be comfortable picking up and like making out with this intense? Like you're not going to get a little knock from your mom to be like, I'm here. You know, like they are making out. So we're like, okay, well, that was awkward. Then they stop and we see them like look around a little bit, you know, at like the people watching. And then they go right back to like, oh, you know, like caring, whatever. Then they're like kissing a little and he's doing the like almost touch the boob.
Oh my God.
Like literally like, and I'm like, is this... is he touching her boobs for the first time?
Yeah.
Like what are we witnessing? I mean, there's a woman beside me and we just make awkward eye contact. Like it's still happening. And like, why aren't they being shafted along? It's now been 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
They've been sitting here doing this routine. And then they look at each other and whisper and laugh a little bit.
And then they put a jacket on her lap.
What?
I'm talking finger banging.
What?
We are like, me and Jacqueline are like, you would have thought we just got a corn named after us. We are losing our minds. I'm like, they're obviously, they're 2 feet away from us. He is clearly diddling her skittle.
No.
And then we're like, what is happening? They, you know, they then they like finish, they laugh, they're looking. And Jacqueline was like, is pulling up to the airport and fooling around a fetish?
Is it?
I don't know.
I guess that
it made no
fetish.
Sense. They were there for 20 minutes doing it. Like, do they want to get yelled at by like the, you know, like the parking attendant person to be like, keep it moving?
Is there a weird like voyeurism of like you guys being forced to like
watch
this weird shit? I thought at first that they were trying to get out of being told to move by like pretending that she was going to leave and like saying a long goodbye or something, which now that I'm thinking of it, it's kind of a great con.
That is
just
brilliant.
Like, yeah, pick someone up but pretend you're leaving. So just sit there and take your time. But the, why?
Yeah. Why?
Why? That's like, the ultimatum, that show, the queer
I still
season.
Have to watch because we're going to do a bonus. Oh, yeah. Wait, let's tell everyone right now. We're going to do patrons. We're going to do a bonus podcast on the ultimatum queer love. I got to watch it.
I made my little brother watch it. He watched it. He's like, now I'm just watching porn on my TV. It's like, sorry, Tim.
Oh, it gets really intense.
Oh, there's just straight up fingering uncensored. It's insane. And I'm like, this show is just trash. This is a trash show doing trash things. And I don't even think they have a big audience. Like, it's crazy.
It's so wild what you see be on TV. I remember once, this was like in college, I got too high.
Yeah.
And watched an episode of Girls Next Door on E! And it was just like blurred nipples everywhere at the Playboy Mansion. And I was just like, this is not okay to be on. Anyone can watch this. Or like it was a Kardashian episode where they like went to get their vaginas waxed and it's just blurred. And I'm like, what is this universe? I was way too high.
Well, I had this note in too. When I went to get, like, people are horny everywhere.
Yeah.
When I went to get my hydration done the next day, I also had to get this shot, so I had to go up to a different floor and wait in the waiting room to get a shot. And it was like a bunch of people waiting there, and this woman came out and was like looking for a man named Paul Beck, and this elderly there's this elderly man there with the mask, and he didn't hear her, so the receptionist like pointed to the nurse that like, it's that guy over there. And she goes over, she's like, Paul, are you Paul Beck? And he nodded. And she was like, okay, follow me back this way. And he just goes, he stares at her. And he goes, if you blow in my ear, I'll follow you anywhere. And
what?
She couldn't hear what he said because he was wearing a mask. And she was like, what did you say? But we all heard it. And then he like took his mask down and said, if you blow in my ear, I'll follow you anywhere. And everyone in the waiting room is just like, ha, 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 ha. And then she's like, okay, this way, Paul.
And where's now Paul, an old man?
This super old man. I was like, wow, people are just horny everywhere. And also, this is not what I expected would be happening in this medical facility that I'm here treating cancer. I'm like, old men are still going to be weird old men.
Is blowing in someone's ear a thing? I feel like that's something someone would do to annoy another person.
I think it's because she like bent down to ask his name and it was like air blew in his ear and he looked over and was just like, immediate perv man, old man response. Oh, no. It was like, Jesus, Paul, just go back there and get whatever the treatment is you need to get.
Yeah,
Don't make this young woman feel weird about it, Paul.
Right? She's going to avoid you from now on. She's never going to have breath come out. No, but the fetish thing, y'all let me know if this is like a voyeuristic thing, because it didn't make any sense.
What do you do in that moment? Do you like knock on the door?
I know. I gave a good glare on my way into the Uber. I was
and
like,
that probably got them off.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, no.
And then they're going corn.
Yeah. Oh, right. Corn is porn on Tumblr, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
What is it? I don't know. I remember I made a corn recipe on TikTok and I had like a corn emoji. I forget what it was, people were like, oh, we thought this was going to be about porn. I was like, so.
Oh, because I guess people try to use different words so they don't get their videos flagged.
Totally.
That even in like the captions, you have to like switch the words and stuff. It is so funny that everyone like bleeps out all the words and just switches the letters just so they can get their video up.
Just a secret language. Oh, here's one little tiny old man thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is not the older man episode. But yesterday I got upgraded to first.
Nice.
And
excellent.
It was the seat beside Jacqueline.
Perfect.
So
well
I was
deserved.
Like, I was like, well, you thought you were rid of me? Bitch, I got status. I paid for coach and look at us. We're in the same seat. I felt very vindicated for being so cheap.
Nice.
But across the aisle from me is an old man who looks like Ben Franklin.
Yes.
He's got the bald head with a long silver ponytail, right? And he's British. And he wants everyone to know it because he's just talking incessantly to the point where when the nicest flight attendant comes over to start taking drink orders, he goes to him first and he's immediately goes into like best, like, what is your name?
Oh, no.
Oh, and how? And oh, and where's your home base? To the point where I'm like, OK, this is the first person.
I take out
my headphones. And after like 30 seconds, I just put them back on. Because they're still going. I take them off like 5 minutes later. And the guy, Ben Franklin, is saying, but you don't want kids because then you can just travel whenever. I'm like, we've gotten to kids? He hasn't even taken your Pepsi order.
What?
So it was so annoying. So I have immediately put up a mental wall between me and this man.
Yes.
There will be no conversing, no matter how hard he tries.
Yes.
So then we land. And first of all, the pilot came on, or the flight attendant came on and was like, everyone, if you could look around, someone has lost a gray croc. I repeat.
Such a big, specific thing to lose. I know. I just thought, that thing's not going very far.
No, but I just wanted to see the one croc guy hobbling off. Meanwhile, British Ben Franklin, Grace, I kid you not, he is scrolling the movies with his foot. With his foot.
Why is he that flexible?
I mean, it was close. We were in the front row.
That's insane.
Well, it wasn't like we were the front row, so there was the wall with the TV, so we had a little more room. But he could have just leaned over 3 inches and scrolled. Instead, he pulled that leg up and scrolled with his toes.
The dexterity. But also, you're nasty.
So nasty. So I was like, no, 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 no. So I'm doing my own thing. Jacqueline's listening to music and like kind of like lately dancing because she's in like her female rap era.
Nice.
you know, she's like single and like listening to like a lot of Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
But so anyway, we land. Gray croc alert. You know, we're waiting to get off the plane. And he turns to me and he goes, may I ask, what were you listening to that had you dancing so much? And I was like, I said, she's in her female rap era. I was like, probably some Nicki Minaj, you know, and I like name, you know, some Glorilla, you know, whatever. And he goes, oh, I'll have to check that out. She goes, do you know Charlie XCX? And I go,
is this his daughter?
No, but I just go like, yeah. He goes, I was at the pool and I heard a song and I said, who is that? And they said, it's Charlie XCX. It was, I don't care. I love it. I didn't have the heart to be like, that's Icona Pop. That's not even Charlie XCX. Right? Like, get me off this plane. He goes, I said, who is this? They said, Charlie XCX. I said, and I quote, he goes, I will be acquiring that song immediately.
What? This is an alien. This is an alien these are the aliens. They're going to start popping up. They've been around us this whole time, and we're all going to start finally noticing.
I said, get us off this fucking flight.
Oh, my God. Everything he's doing is, well, I want to say harmless, but the foot thing is offensive. That's harmful. That's so, oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. We're in, hey, happy Virgo season. We're entered into Virgo season and Mercury's in retrograde. So rest easy, everybody. Be careful.
Did it like change today?
Mercury's in retrograde in Virgo tomorrow till September 15th. And general guidelines.
Yes, please.
It's going to be trippy and challenging. Don't get discouraged if plans seem to be stalled or delayed. It's an opportunity to take time, adjust, and pivot on your own timelines. This is all from Refinery29. And the next few weeks will be a time of reflection. They also say, like, avoid making major decisions or signing important contracts if possible. Instead, focus on reviewing, revising, and completing tasks that were already in progress.
I mean, so,
yeah. So, wow. Guys, just be easy and gentle. Things are going to get kooky because we're in Mercury retrograde. But it's all going to be, it's all manageable. It says, they were saying that, like, in terms of retrogrades, this one is okay. It's going to not be too crazy.
Because I feel like with our last one, when they talked about it, and I still never really know what it means, but, like, when someone talked about it, they were like, and these nine planets are in it at the same time, and shit's going to, I mean, it felt like a WrestleMania promo whenever anyone talked about it.
It usually is. This one, it's saying causing travel delays, communication mishaps, and exes to resurface for the next few weeks. So y'all stay ready. Stay. Guys, be careful. All those exes.
You the better corn. Block some people on your phone, y'all.
Block people and don't be mad if your flight gets delayed. It's okay.
Yeah. You know, because you might get upgraded and make besties with Ben Franklin and learn a new fetish.
Cool. Charlie XCX. Oh, man. Someone just straight up lied to him.
Someone just said Charlie XCX. And he's been, like, finding ways to drop that fact.
Yeah, clearly he's been waiting to figure out how he could approach you guys with this.
Clearly he thought, like, you know who will need to hear this? A woman of her generation.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, get some rest. I'm glad you're feeling okay.
I'm gonna eat some matzo ball soup. Yeah.
Yay! I'm so happy you got that there. Gotta go put that balls in your mouth, girl. Heal ya.
Yep, that's the plan.
Well, this got weird.
Yep.